greetings from Tesco in Chichester. Well, we've had something to eat. So we spent the night away on Hayling Island in Hampshire. But as we were leaving, you know, where we live, we noticed across the social media and the news that President Obama was at Stonehenge. And as many of you may know, we live about 2 to 2.5 miles as the crow flies from Stonehenge. It's not far at all. So, you know, there would have been a lot of activity in the area. It was on the news that all of the roads, the A303 included, but all the roads around Stonehenge were blocked off by the police. And we'd seen a lot of police activity where we live as we were... When was it? As we were leaving? Mm-hmm. Yeah, as we were leaving, we saw...
A hand in the morning,
wasn't it? So a lot of police riot vans and specialist police vehicles as well. We were wondering in the morning what was going on, then kind of clicked a little bit later on. Mm-hmm. And then, because we live about... As the crow flies, about 1 to 1.5 miles from... Boscombe Down, which is an MOD contractor's... it used to be an RAF place, but it's an MOD contractor's research facility. It's an airfield, basically, and they test things for aircraft, landing systems and radar and this, that and the other. So we get a lot of aircraft around all the time. Well, President Obama left via an Osprey last night from Boscombe Down. And an Osprey is a wonderful aircraft. I think only the Americans have got it, but it's a plane with it's a plane, but to take off, its rotor blades on its wings are vertical, and then in midair they adjust so that they point forward and it flies off like a plane does. So at least I think it does. I'm sure it does. Yeah, I'm sure they do that. I nearly went in an Osprey once, actually. But anyway, we're seeing on social media posts from people around where we live what was going on in the area. Well, and this is today. They were asking today what was going on yesterday. So unless they lived in a complete media blackout in their house or in a bubble around them, they are clearly just words which I cannot use on this means of communication. I just can't believe that you would not notice the Obama's entourage. For those who are friends of mine on Facebook, you would have seen me reshare some video footage from friends of mine who were in the area at the time, and they saw Obama's like 25 or 30 vehicle entourage go past various places. Unbelievable that people did not know what that was. And incidentally, you know, the Salisbury Journal were making it quite public from when it was happening. They were posting updates every couple of minutes, was it? Yeah, yeah. In fact, yeah, it was. They posted it before he went to Stonehenge. And you know, I'm not saying that you have to go to Salisbury Journal's website. They were making it quite clear across Twitter and Facebook and on the radio and blah 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 blah. So, God knows what, you know. People must just walk around with their eyes and ears shut. Well, no, they do. They clearly do. Some woman who lives two doors up from us was saying she was wondering what the thing floating in the sky was. Oh, my God. I hope he enjoyed Stonehenge. The photographs that they released in the public domain were out of focus. Did you notice that, Sarah? And there was a family there at the time on the confines, the out of the perimeter of Stonehenge. They were walking on the public footpath next to it, and Obama did a selfie with them. I think it's brilliant. So I don't really have any thoughts on, and I don't want to say anything about President Obama because I you know, they made him pay. Oh, people were whinging. I hope he paid the fee. Oh yes, I can really imagine the most powerful man in the world scrabbling round for frickin' coins in his pocket to pay the 18 quid it is to get in, I think it is, whatever it is, 15, 18 quid to get into Stonehenge.
It was after hours, it's a special one because he got to touch the stone.
Oh right, okay. Unbelievable. I don't have any thoughts on President Obama because I don't have enough information, you know, I'm a complete outsider and foreigner when it comes to American politics. So I hope he had a good time and he enjoyed our county. Oh well, the county that I live in. Right, okay. Quick look in Chichester and then back home because I'm leaving tonight. And I'll be off the audio boo for about a month or so ish. Alright, see ya.